Before we begin today's Shir Tanya for the third day of Adar Beis, which is on page 448, let's summarize a little bit from the beginning of Perek Chav Vav until the end of chapter Lamed Daled 34. The Alter Rebbe begins in Perek Chav Vav with the important principle of the importance of Simcha in overcoming the Yetzer Hara, the animal soul. That with sadness, one can never win the battle with the Yetzer Hara, and the victory comes only through Simcha, through joy. Then the Rebbe explains how to get rid of sadness if it comes from physical, worldly problems, how to get rid of sadness if it comes from spiritual, moral problems, either actual sins of the past or unholy thoughts and so on. And this is done by recognizing our state, recognizing the nature of the Beinoni, and that is that the Beinoni will have temptations, desires, and so on, and his job is to constantly refuse them and reject them, and in that way, subdue the klipa and the unholiness in the world. Then the Alter Rebbe said, there's another problem that a Beinoni might have, and this is complacency, timtum halev. And the solution for Timtum Halev is to fragment, is to splinter the arrogance of the animal soul, to deflate the arrogance of the animal soul, by making a very critical account of oneself. And although in doing that he will experience a great sadness, but that sadness is useful, and in fact is not sadness at all, but is actually bitterness. And bitterness, brokenheartedness, this is a virtue, not a fault, not a flaw. However, one is not supposed to remain in a state of bitterness, in a state of brokenheartedness, at least on the surface. So in order to replace the joy, to exchange the bitterness for joy, the Alter Rebbe offers a number of consolations. First of all, that there is a godly soul to be taken care of, in addition to the animal soul that is takaf tzadis, that is despicable and so on. Secondly, even the animal soul can be elevated and is elevated through the mitzvahs. Thirdly, a person should take into account that he has within him the faith of the oneness of God, and in that also he should rejoice, because that is a dwelling place for God, and that gives him the joy of being a dwelling place, and it gives him the joy of rejoicing with God's joy, with the simcha, the nachas that God has when there is a dwelling place created in this world for him. And then to bring it down further, and the joy becomes more tangible, the person becomes a vehicle and a chariot for godliness. He becomes the dwelling place for God, even in a more tangible way through the study of Torah, at least twice a day. The rest of the time in theory is set aside for the study of Torah as soon as it becomes free, so that it too is reserved for the study of Torah. So it, in that sense, becomes a dwelling place for God. Then he gives tzedakah from the money that he earned during those hours when he was not learning. And then the money that he gave becomes a dwelling place for God, and it elevates with it the money that was not given to tzedakah, the other four parts, and the parts of his money that he uses to live with, since that enables him to study and to daven, then that also becomes part of the dwelling place for God. And being a host to God is the greatest joy that a Jew has. Now, what about the brokenheartedness? What about the animal soul that is still not elevated and still not holy in the Beinoni? So the Alter Rebbe says on page 448 in today's Shir, V'hine b'chol prote mine simches ha-nefesh ha-nal, in all the various levels of joy that the nefesh has, ein mehem minia, there is no contradiction. Li yes nivza be'ein av nimos v'lev nishba v'ruach nemucha b'shas ha-simcha mamish. There's no contradiction to maintaining the brokenheartedness and the disgust that one has over his animal soul's condition and the lowliness of spirit that he feels before every person even while he's experiencing the joy. So it's not that he goes from being happy to being sad, back and forth. He's sad one day over his animal soul, and he's happy because of his godly soul. But that at the same time, he experiences a joy and a buoyancy in the fact that he is a Jew and that he has a godly soul and that he has an emunah that he inherited from the patriarchs and that this is a dwelling place for God and so on. While at the same time, he feels broken and humbled and lowly of spirit because of his animal soul's condition. How can it be that he should feel both at the same time? Because the lowliness and the shame that he feels is on account of his animal soul. And the feeling of joy that he experiences is coming from the godly soul. With the divine spark that is in the godly soul that gives it life, as mentioned earlier in Perek Lamed Aleph. And we find this idea of a combination of joy and sadness at the same time, we find this in the Zohar. There is weeping in my heart from this side, and joy is in my heart from the other side. Rebbe Lezer was studying with his father, the Rashbi, and he was explaining to him the Kabbalistic meanings of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So Rebbe Lezer said that in hearing the Kabbalistic explanations, he felt, he experienced two emotions. What pain over the fact that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and joy over the fact that he was hearing and learning these esoteric Kabbalistic ideas concerning the temple, the destruction. So we see that you can have both feelings at the same time, and both are genuine, both are real, and they can exist at the same time because they're coming from two different considerations, and the heart has room for both. In the Hayyim Yom, for the third day of Adar Beis, the Rebbe writes that Mayna HaTzamach Tzedek L'Chosid Boki B'Shas etc. U'Maskil Godol B'Chasidus. Tzemach Tzedek's answer to a chosid who was Baki Bishas, he knew the entire Gemara, and was also brilliant in the study of Chasidus. Tzemach Tzedek said to him, Kabbalas Eil is Mishana Demuhus. The acceptance of the yoke, which means obedience to the mitzvahs, and to the yoke of Torah and mitzvahs, can change the essence of a person. Durch Kabbalah sale von an Evet Poshut, was Bishas es Schloft, is Eich Niked er Eich Avdu Zayna, the Kabbalah sale of a simple servant, who even while he is sleeping, you can recognize in him the presence of a commitment, or of a sense of duty and responsibility, ken afilo alamden un agon Eich Kumen to the Maile un Shivus von a Prost Mimusdik and Mesiris Nefesh Id. Through that kind of Kabbalah Seil, even a Lamdan and a Gaon can also reach that level and that preciousness of the simple, sincere Mesiras Nefesh Jew.